if you, this little black animal that we were talking about here a minute ago is your what? You know, the one that was playing with the cat is a what?
He's just surprised.
Okay. Have you ever, what would you say if you had him trained to attack somebody? How would you make a dog attack another dog?
Well, I'd have to say, get him.
Yeah, okay. might say, well, my cat is catching bugs.
Well, yeah, he's catching all of them. That's what he's trying to do.
Well, he's really fast. I mean, he caught that bug and didn't have a chance with it.
Mm. Boy, he is fast. You know, well, all cats are that way.
What about in a cattle farm, you might have a bunch of cows, and then in order to breed them, you'd have one big
bull.
Okay. And if you have a couple of mules that work together, you'd say, well, I have a
match mules.
Okay. Would you ever call them a team or?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Team. I have a team of mules, a team of horses.
Okay.
Or a team of steers when I move down here.
That's right. People don't use steers much anymore for hauling, do they?
No, they don't. They got away from that. The steers are so slow, but they're very strong. And some people got steers now.
Well, I would think, just from looking at them, that they'd be a lot stronger than mules or horses either.
Oh, they are. And then hauling logs out of the mountains and things. Steer stand up for a mule fall down.
I guess that you can put up with them being slow because of all the extra weight they can haul.
Well, sure you can, yeah.
But people use tractors and things for that kind of thing now, I guess.
Oh yeah.
If you were hauling, well, steers can just haul things that...
Oh, no. I don't know. There is a little bit of difference in the strength. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what's that. But a steer pushes, you know. He don't pull, he pushes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's behind his tracks all the time, you know, pushing his.
Yeah.
And the mule just got to pull his.
Yeah. That would make a difference.
Well, you know, a mule can't back up but too good and not fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He couldn't pull back.
Let's see, if...
Of course, he's pushing it in the car when he's pulling the car there. You can hitch him to that car out there and he'd have to pull it.
Yeah.
But if you had a yoke of steers, he'd be pushing it.
Yeah.
And slow.
But they're sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah, steers are stout. They're good material, good stilt.
If you had a cow that was getting ready to have a calf, you might say, well, she is going to...
Yeah, she's pregnant.
Okay. And you'd say yesterday she had a...
Had a calf?
Okay.
Well, I tell you, that would be after she got through springing.
Yeah. What about we talk about a bull that you would use for breeding. What about a horse? Would you have any certain name for a horse that was used for breeding, especially a male horse?
Well, he'd be a stud.
Okay. And you might have one stallion or stud and then several what? Would you call them mares?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mary.
Somebody might ask you, can you ride a horse? And you'd say, well, I don't ride much anymore, but I have.
Rode horses?
Okay.
1,000 times.
You say, he tried to ride the horse, but he fell.
Fell down?
Fell off the horse?
Yeah. No. He fell off the horse. I got off of it. He could do either one.
You see, if a child is rolling around at night when he's asleep or having a bad dream or something and falls off on the floor, you say, well, he rolled
off his bed.
Okay. What about the metal things that you've got hanging up there that you put on the bottom of a horse's foot?
That's his shoes.
Okay. So you'd say those are?
Horse shoes.
Okay.
Mule shoes.
Yeah, those are mule shoes.
That's what they are.
The part of the horse or the mule that you, when you take one of those, you nail it to his what?
Hoof.
Okay. And he has four.
Has four feet, four hoofs.
Okay. What about a male sheep? you have any term for a male sheep?
Male sheep?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a ram.
Oh, okay. What about a female sheep?
They're does.
Okay. And what do you get off of sheep when you shear them?
Wool.
Okay. What about a male hog?
Well, what about one?
I mean, do you have a term for one of them? You ever hear them called anything?
Boar.
Okay. What about one that's been cut, one that's been worked on, castrated?
He'd be a boar.
Okay. The stiff hair on a hog's neck is called what?
Bristle.
Okay. And the long teeth that some of the wild hogs
have. Tushes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you